We are daf yedalet amet aleph. Tanya Rabbi Yosi Aglili Oimer. The pasuk it says ba'ospecha migolnecha umiyikvecha. So he makes a drosha. Ma goyren v'yekev. Just like goyren v'yekev miyuchodim shegdeilim al meishana sha'avra. Goyren is tvue. Yekev is chayre wine, according to Rashi, according to Taisus, that means Asim also. Is magoyren v'yekev, miyuchodim shegdeilim al meishana sha'avra. It grows al meishana sha'avra. That means, what does it mean? It grows al meishana sha'avra. We learned that by tvue you go, when it grew to a shlish of its gidol, it's called va'oses as a tvue lishlish. We darshan that it's, here's a shame tvue. When it grew to a shlish of its potential, a third of its potential. So that's called already, it was godil. With the yevid, it's called the tzroi lekotzil. So ma geirin v'yekev miyuchodim. Just like geirin v'yekev miyuchodim. Shegdeilim al mei shana sha'ovo. That means, if in the past year it grew a shlish, and in the next year it grew two shlishim. So we say that the shneis ha'maisa is from when it got a shem tvue, and it receives a shem tvue, but also says the tvue l'shlish, that it gets a shem tvue b'shlish geduloi. So your mafresh meiser, the shnasa meiser, is called when it grew to a shlish. Avkol shegdeilim al mei shana sha'avo. So any other type of food which also is becomes godel with the previous years, with the rain of the previous year, al mei shana sha'avo. That means even though later it grew more, but it became godel al mei shana sha'avo. So that's also called the shnas maisa. The shnas maisa is when it became godel, not when the Lakita was, when the Gmal Peri was. No, when it was Godel. If it's Godel, al mei shana sha'avra, so the shana sha'avra is called the shnas ha'maisa. Yotzu yirokais. But from this limud I learn out, yirokais shegdeilim al mei shana habo. Yirokais are Godel al mei shana habo. They became God, they become Godel by the mekshamim of the next year. Umisasrim l'shona habo. Eis this pasuk ba'osbecha migolnecha umiyikvecha, which we'll see in Rashi, somehow is speaking about hafroshes trumas ha'maisres, and the Torah is giving us guidelines that hafroshes trumas ha'maisres, it should have the characteristics of geirin v'yekev. Geir v'yekev, we know that the shnas ha'maisa is the shnas, it's when it's kshahevi shlish, and that's then it's called nizgadol already. So memele, that are the guidelines for all foods. If it's nizgadol in 1 year, even though it grows more in the next year, you go boso the shnas ha'gidol. Whatever is considered gidol. And memele yerokais, which by them, you look at the Gmar Peiri, because that's when it's really Nizgadol, so then the Shnas HaMaiser is on the next year. Rabbi Kiva Oimer, Ba'osbecha Migornecha Miyikvecha, he says a little different characteristic that we learn a different limud. Ma Goyren V'yekev Miyuchodim Shegdeilem Al Roiv Mayim. Rabbi Kiva looks at what type of water it grows on. Goyren v'yekev grows on rainwater. That's called roiv mayim. Because roiv foods grow on rainwater. Misasrim l'shona sha'avra. So things which grow on rainwater, the halacha is, even though they continue growing and they're complete in the next year, But there mis asa lishonish avro, av kol shegedelim al roi mayim, so any type of food that grows on rainwater only, mis asrim lishonish avro. Yotzu yirokeis shegedelim al kol mayim, yirokeis, you can't grow yirokeis that they should be only dependent on rainwater. You have to have artificial irrigation. You have to water the yirokes in order for them to grow. Is yirokes are different than goyim v'yekev. Shegedelim al kol mayim, u'misasrim l'shona habo. So bekitzel, this is the pasuk speaks about afroshes, trumes, and maisres of Goyrim v'yekev, and these are the guidelines of the afroshes of all minim. If it's similar to Goyrim v'yekev, it has the same zmanim of Goyrim v'yekev. If it is different than Goyrim v'yekev, so it has a different zman than Goyrim v'yekev. That is the drasha. Let us see Rashi. Ba'ospecho, migonecho, umiyikvecho. Mikan samchu chachomim likboya zman meiser yerek de devrayim acha lekite. This is the chazal word, the limut. Here they were, the chazal were masmech this posik to learn out that this shneisa meiser of yerek yigobosa lekite. Lasmach de balme. The whole thing is asmach de balme because Maisa Yerik is at Rabbono, Abu Chazal Ramasmer the Shnois HaMaisa on this Pasuk. Kol Osif Shaloch Yehei Ketrumas Goyren V'yekev Sheolcha Ben Teure Acher Shone Shevi Yeshlish Rei Sheolcha Ben Acher Shone Shegodlu B'meimeo Shavo Shlish Olehem Higdei Loson. Before we say Pshat and Rashi, to be Hannah was Ma'ira, the Emerson, where in this Pasuk are we speaking about Trumas and Maisres? Now, the Pasuk says as follows, Chag HaSukkos Tasel Lecha Shiva Shomim Ba'ospecha Migonecha Miyigvecha. So either the Pasuk means the Zman of Chag HaSukkos is Bizman Asife, either Pasuk means to tell us that you should make a Sukkah out of Psoilus Goyrim V'yekev, and all of a sudden, in this Pasuk, Ba'ospecha Migonecha Miyikvecha, we are learning out Hilchis Afroshes Trumas HaMaisres. Where is this mentioned at all in the Pasuk? Interessant is Rashi and Taisvis in Kedushin, Dav Gimel Amad Aleph, they bring down this drosha from Mesechta Sroi Shoshana Dav Yudalit. But it's very interesting. The drosha that they bring is a different posik with a different drosha that makes a lot of sense. They bring down a posik in Bamidbar, V'nechshav lochem tru maschem kedogon min hagoyren uchem leyo min hayekim. Now, Pashta Dikra is speaking about that the Pasuk is telling us that Trumas Maiser is equivalent to Trumas Gedoyla. V'nechshav lochem Trumaschem, the Pasuk is speaking to the Leviim. The Trumas Maiser, your mafresh from your Maiser, it's Kedogon min hagoyrim. It's equivalent to Trume min hagoyrim, Uchamleya min hayekev. And the wine that's taken out of the Yekev. So Dogon and Meleye is the Trume which you are mafrish. So now if we will make a beautiful Asmachte, the Asmachte could be as follows. V'nechshav lochem trumasham, all trumes that you're mafrish should be kidogon min hagoyer mechleye min hayokev. That means by Dogon min hagoyer mechleye min hayokev, we know that the Shnas HaMaisa is totally in the Shnas, that it's Nisgadol. That's, it's Bishon HaShover. Nisgadol means, hey, when it came to Shlish Giduloi. So all Trumes, all Afroshes,
are similar to Gedolgim min Agoyrim. There we have our guidelines, and if it's similar to it, it has the same halacha, and if it's not similar, it has a different halacha. That's good, Yena Posik. But here, Tzai Rashi and Taisvis bring down the Baos Pachom Igol Nechom Ikvech, and that's the Loshna Gemara, different Posik. And Rashi says, Kol Osif Shaloch Yehei Ketrumas Goyren V'yeket. So it would seem that Rashi darshaned, wanted to say the Ramban in Bereishis, by Osaf Eschel Posi, so the Ramban teaches Osaf is a Loshen Kibbutz. Osaf Eschel Posi is a Loshen that the Rabbeinu Shalom took the Chelpe of Rochel, and it was Mekabetz that people shouldn't be speaking about her Chelpe. That's a Loshen Kibbutz of bringing it together and leaving it in one place. So it would seem that Rashi learned Ba'osbacha is a Loshen, what your Mekabetz from the Goyren and Yekeb. Ba'osbacha mi Golnacha, the Chelik HaKibbutz. The Chelik your Mekabetz from the Goyren and Yekeb. So the Torah here, that's the Smachta, that's not Pashta the Krah. Forget about the beginning of the Pasuk and the end of the Pasuk. We're speaking about Chagas Sukkot Tasalacha. We're just taking these three words and being Masmich them, that we're speaking about the Dvorim, that your Mekabetz from the Goyren and Yekev, which in other words is the Tumis and Maisres. Kol Osiv Shaloch. So since the Torah said Ospecha, so Oscha means Kol Osiv Shaloch. All your Trumas and Maisrish should be Yeket Trumas Goyren V'Yekeb. It should be similar to Trumas Goyren V'Yekeb. Shaholcha Ben Teire Acha Shone Sheviye Shlish. The Teire said that the Shnasa Maiser is the Shone Sheviye Shlish. Harei Shaholcha Ben Acha Shone Shegodlu B'Meimel. The Teire said, which is the Shnasa Maiser? The Shnasa Maiser is the Shone that the Tvua was Nisgadol b'meimel. Shavo ashlish alehen higdei loson. That's when it grows. Shema isa shoru yilikotza b'doichik. So it's called it grew already after ashlish. Av kol lekach holchu b'ilon achachanot. So if you go boso dishnas hagidl, so by Ilonis you go Boso Chanota. Shekol Gdeilas Peirois of the Peiri grows. Al Yedesha Ha'ola Sorof Ilon Lifnei Chanota. That means before the Chanota already, you have stored in the Ilon enough Sorof to be Megadol, the complete Peiri. So, b'shas chanote, the shas chanote, this is the zman that the peiri has already in it the koyach hagidol. So, if the chanote was in Elul, in Chavtes Elul, so it's called that the gidol apeiri was in this year. Chavtes Elul is a bad marshal because Berlona Shigobos Tesvot b'shvat, but it's of the chanote was. But was Yudalit Shvat, so we say the Chanot of the Gidl of the Peiri was from the previous year. If it's after Tesvot B'Shvat, it's from the Gidl of the Peiri is from the next year. Yatzu Yerokesh Shegdeilim Al Mei Shana Habo. The Gidl of Yerokesh is Al Shana Habo, Vahainu Shnas Likitoson. The Yerokis, the Gidol is the Shnas Lakita. Sherei Gois is an Isa, because they took Keseder, they cut them, Behi Chayzeres Gideila. So the Shnas Gidol, he says, by Tzvue, you could differentiate the Shnas Gidol from the Shnas Lakita. The Shnas Lakita usually is in a different year. So there you go. Also, the Havor Shlish, which is considered Betzim Shnas Gidulai. Masha'en Kain by Yerokes, the Shnas Gidul of Yerokes is the Shnas Lakita. So, that is how Rabbi Yossi Aglili learned Shatan the Drosha. You go also the year that I mean the Shnas HaMaiser is mechuven to the year that contributed the Mayim that brought about its Gidl. That's Rabbi Yosef Glili's drasha. Rabbi Kiva's drasha is that the two types of minim. Tvue is Godol Aroiv Mayim, Hei Meg Shamim. Sheroiv Zroim Gedalim Al Yodom. Now Kol Mayim Af Al Sheruvim. Yerokes are Godol Al Kol Mayim. Shedalim the Mashkanais and Tamid. They used to go and shep water and water the Yerokes. Kenyan Shenema. Vishkisa Beraglocha Kegan Hayorok. Stam Gan Hayorok. Talka Ibahashko. So we have here Amachlekes Tanoim. What is the criteria that Tvue is, the Shnas HaMaisa is the Shana Sha'ovra? Is it because it grew on the May Shana Sha'ovra? Or is it because it grows on May Shamim? And Yerokis is an Andramin that grows on Kolmayim. And Mayim Shuvim also. Zuk the Gemara, my benayu, what's the difference? You're learning out from Geirin v'Yekev, and Akaponim Yerokis are not similar to Geirin v'Yekev, so it's a different aloche. The Shnas HaMais is the Shnas Lakitas. What's the Chilik if it's different? And we end up with the same thing, that since it's different than Geirin v'Yekev, it has the Shnas HaMais is the Shnas Lakita finished. So what's the difference? And how you figure out the difference that Yerokis are different from Geirin v'Yekev. So the Moses will be an afkamin. Omar Rav Abo, B'tzeilam HaSarisin, U'pul HaMitzri Ike B'nayu, this name, B'tzeilam HaSarisin, U'pul HaMitzri, Shemona Mem Shloishim Yoim, Lifnei Reish Hashone, Mis'asrin L'Sha'ova. If you'll have B'tzeilam HaSarisin and U'pul HaMitzri, we'll see these are Yerokis. And 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, he stopped watering these Yerokis. Is Misasrin L'Sha'ovar. So now these Yerokis have a locha of Tvuim. And you're Misasrin L'Sha'ovar. Umotorim B'Shviyas. And even though it was picked in Shviyas, and Yerokis Yigobos Olekita, but this is Mutar B'Shviyas. It's not called a Pri Shviyas. It's called a Pri Shishas. Vimlav, but if he continued watering the Bitzolim Asrisim in the Pula Mitzri in the 30-day period of Elul, he was watered in Elul, then it has a dinyerik, is Asurim Bishviyas, Yingob Asulakita, Mis Asrim Lashon Nahabo. Now, let us see Rashi. So Rashi, Bitzolim Asrisim, Sipuli belaz, it's a type of an onion. She'ein nasin gedoilim kishar betzolim. It's a smaller onion. Upul ha-mitzri she'zoroi liyerek. We had mentioned yesterday that there are two types of pula mitzri. Other people plant the pula mitzri. They intend to eat the whole thing. They eat the pod also. This is a cow bean, which is a green pod. So if the purpose of planting is to eat the pod, so then it's a din of Yerokis. If your purpose is only to eat the bean, then there's the din of Kitnias, and the Shnas HaMaiser is the Hashroshe, as we learned yesterday. Let us see Rashi. Pul HaMitzri Shezoroi Liyerek. Di Zori Lezera Kitniyesu Lehochubelach Hashroshe. So the Gemara says, an afkemine between Rabbi Yosi Aglili's drosha and Rabbi Kiva's drosha will be Ika binayu, kigoin shemona mehem mayim. He stopped watering it, v'loi hishkoi shloishim yoim lifnei Rosh Hashanah. The lockdown, and the lakita was achar Rosh Hashanah. So we have here Yerokes, in Yesod, Betzolim, Pula Mitzri, Godloy Liyerek, Zori Liyerek, is Yerokes. But the 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, he stopped watering it. Priha Mas Nisin, this name be Mesech HaShviyas, Bitzolim Asaris. Now Rashi is going to explain So who is this Mishnah going according to? The Gemara tells us that this Mishnah is according to, we have a machlekes of Yosef Gluy and Rabbi Akiva, and the nafkamina between them will be this Mishnah. How we hold. So Rashi says as follows, Rabbi Yosef Glili Islay Hamasnis. Rabbi Yosef Glili agrees with this Mishnah. Why? Now Rabbi Yosef Glili said that something that grows on the mayim of the previous year, al mei shana she'avra, so you master it according to the previous year. So the kivin the mona mehem mayim shloishim yom lefnei rosh hashana nimtzo gdelim al mei shana she'avra. So Rashi will explain later that means as follows. When one waters yerokes in Elul, if you would water them in Elul, so the hashkah accomplishes that the yerek derives benefit from this hashkah 30 or more days after the hashkah. The hashkah has a lasting effect of 30 or more days. So, if he would be mashke these yerokes in Elul, so it comes out when they'll be growing in Tishrei from the water that is, the water doesn't dry up, so there's still water in Tishrei that is contributing to their growth. So Memele, so it's called Gidelim al Shona Habo. That means they're continuing to grow from the Mei Shona Habo that was accomplished by watering it in Elul. But if he stopped watering it in Elul already, and let's say for practical purposes, it doesn't rain in Elul, in Eretz Yisrael. So Memele, so the only Gidul that this Batzel has is a Gidul from the watering that was before Elul. That means, but it didn't grow in the next, there's no water that is exposed to, that it derived benefit from in the next year. So Memele, so this is a Yerek, this is a yerek that grew mishana she'avro. It grew mishana, mimei shana she'avro. Did not go from mei shana habo. So according to Rav Yosi Aglili, so you'll be masa b'fi shana she'avro. If you water it in Elul, so then it's growing also mimei shana habo, so then you'll be maaser it for the next year. According to Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva said a different cheshbon. Rabbi Kiva said it matters, is this a fruit, a vegetable that lives from make shamim, or does it also need for its existence mayim shuvim? Well, these are yerokes. You need mayim shuvim also. Vusgeit non, he stopped watering it Elul. But al kapanim, but till Elul, what was happening? Till Elul, he went each day religiously to his garden and he watered it. That's what you do with that. That's a gana yerok. So this is a food that this is a plant that needs kol mayim to enhance its gidul. So that's the limud. Something that needs kol mayim is different than goyrim v'yekev. So the Shnas HaMaisel is the Shana Habo. This is the first Lashon of Rashi. Let us again see Rashi. We have to skip over. Then we'll come back to what we skipped over. Rabbi Yosi Aglili Islei Homas Nisen, the Kivin de Mona Mehem Mayim Shloishim Yom Lefnei Rosh Hashanah, Nimtso Gdeilim, so the whole Gidol of this Yerik is Almei Shana Sha'ovo. So then you'll have a hechatimsa that yerokis will be nisasa al fishana shavu. Ula Rabbi Kiva, but according to Rabbi Kiva, gdeilam al kol mayim. This is a mean that's deilam al kol mayim for misasrim lahabo. Now let us skip over this beperish roimim, which is a hagor, really. And Taisus wasn't gairus this in Rashi. We'll come back to it soon. And let us skip over to the 3.5 lines before the next Dibur HaMaschel. 4.5 lines before the next Dibur HaMaschel. Towards the end of the Shure. The Shura ends with the word Mestapkin. And so we should start. Betzalim, now Rashi is explaining. This is a hemshech of what Rashi said till now. Now Rashi says as follows. Why are you speaking about two minim? Betzalim asorisim, pula mitzri shazoran liyerech. So Rashi says like this. Betzalim asorisim, mistapkim lishone, bashko achas lishloishim yoim v'yoisa. That means one hashka lasts them 30 days or more. Lefichach, now Rashi explains what we said before, according to Rabbi Yosi Glil. Lefichach, therefore, im hishkan b'soich shloishim yoim lifnei Rosh Hashanah, if he had watered it in Elul, nimtzeis hashka zois, moy elis lehem b'shviyis, so that means, so it grew in shviyis also, so it grew the next year also. It's growing on the Meishan Abo. So we can say, it depends. If he watered it till Elul, so it didn't grow from the Meishan Abo. If he watered it in Elul, and then the Nevada Givis after Tishrei, so grew from the Meishan Abo. Now Rashi says, why did he speak about Tafke, these B'tzolim Asarisim and Pula Mitzri? So Rashi says as follows, Avol Yerek Shedake Li Gozeis, Astam Yerek, which you're always cutting it, Tzorech Lashkoi Sei Tomit. That means that in order, if you want this Yerek to grow, you have to be Mashket Keseda. That means you're just ruining the plant. It's not called that this is a yerek that grew on Shona Shavra, May Shona Shavra. It's a yerek that you killed the yerek. It seems by the Pula Mitzri and the Betzolim Asarisim, by them it's possible that you could have a crop of this yerek, and itaki grew al meishan and shavra. But other yerokis is botla daitel eitzel kolodom, oi nosno bem chachomim chilik, vishen dalkem bakachem ilsud leishchichu, there Chazal would never say that this yerek grew on al meishan and shavra only. That is one pshat in Rashi. That is what the pshat at Tosfos had in our Rashi. Now let us go back to where we skipped over. Bepeirish choymim, others say this is a hagah. Meforish ipre. They say afaker tesvore. Afaker te pshat. Rabbi Kiva islai homas nisen. Punkt verkehrt. According to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, if you'll stop a month before Rosh Hashanah, afal pikein, you'll be ma'asel, shon habo. According to Rabbi Kiva, if you stop a month before Rosh Hashanah, you ma'asa l'shana shavu. Now, how do we understand this? So Rashi explains as follows. Rabbi Kiva is leho mas nisin, shemone me maim shloishim yom lifnei Rosh Hashanah. Mis'asa l'shavu. Umeforish taimei b'talmud ha'irishalmi. The Yerushalmi explains this aloch. Omar Abmoneh. Mikiven shemona mehem mayim shloishim yoim lifnei Rosh Hashanah. Since he was meineya mayim shloishim yoim lifnei Rosh Hashanah, nase kebal. So then, this yerek gets a din of tvur. Kloima, zman chiyuvam lemaiser, the zman chiyuvam lemaiser is, and the Loshen Biroi Shoshana is unclear. I mean, but the Zman Chiyuv HaMais till Roi Shoshana, the year before Roi Shoshana. The Heim Loi Nistatku Mikol Mayim. This is not considered a Yerek, which grows on all Mayim. Shei Mayim Shuvim, Zesh Loi Shem Yoyim. It did not grow on Mayim Shuvim 30 days. Ki'im mi meg shomim, it only grew mi meg shomim. Is yotzu mi teires yerokes agdeilim al kol mayim, V'nichnesu b'teire soda habar the mistapik b'meik shomim or misasrem l'sha'ova. Now Rashi explains a little better. That means you planted a yerek, these betzolim or these pula mitzri, you planted it, and 30 days by the end of the year, you were noyig with this aminik tvui. You stopped watering it, and just whatever it'll get from the kshomim will get, and that's it. So Rashi explains as follows. Darkon shall btsolim asorisim opul hamitzri, limnoye mehem mayim shubim, perik echod lifnei lekitoson, kidei, another gemoz is a grais, kidei lahakshoison, in order to make it hard, in order to make sure that it seems like a yerek normally is a juicy type of a food. So memela, that's why it needs a lot of water. Now, these minim, sometimes people enjoy eating them when they're not so juicy. Kidei lahakshoison. So memela, so these minim have in themselves tvua characteristics. Is lefikach chilkom chachomim mishar yerokis. So the chachomim said, so if you firzech with these minim, with these yerokis, tvuadik, so we'll give it dinei tvuah legabi maisres. Avol shar yerokis she'ein darkom bekach, but other yerokis, which the derech is not like that. That means no one ever feels it with other yerokis. The derech lakshoyis and fakert. That's not the derech of the gidl of other yerokis. Afilu mona mehem lo yotz medin yerek. Bot lo daitoy. Bot lo daitoy. So now, according to the second loshen, Rashi explained that the Mishnah is going davke according to Rabbi Kiva, because according to Rabbi Kiva, it is godel. It's called godel aroiv mayim. It is a mean vegetable that's godel aroiv mayim. That means the last perik, it's godel aroiv mayim. So it has a din of tvuah. So then you don't need gemara peri. It has dinim of tvuah. It should go bus. Shlish geduli is also sufficient. Rashi was not nice enough to tell us what the svar Rabbi Yosef Glili is. Rabbi Yosef Glili holds according to this pshat misasa l'shona habo. Now why is it misasa l'shona habo? It's not godol l'chayra or meishona habo. So why is it misasa l'shona habo? So from the Ritva it would seem that it's speaking about that after Rosh Hashanah he watered it again. So according to Rabbi Kiva it became already tvuah. Since you're fearing zich with this mean tvuah dik, so get dini tvuah, so schal ready the chi of maisa. According to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, if lemaisa there will be a gidul l'shona habo, al yidei mei shona habo, so it's misasa l'fi shona habo. Let us see Tosfos. Ma geirin v'yekev. So Tosfos says, asmach de ba'alme, de maisa yerik terabonim. What do I do with the ikep of ikep kol the psailus geirin v'yekev kedelah? The pasuk is not speaking about tumas and maisres. The pasuk is speaking about with what you make a sukkah out of. Kedelah l'inyan sukkah. Inami mishum shviyas teyiraisa itzderich kol. That in shviyas we also have shviyas yerokis is a deraisa. So this we have to know. That where we go bosa likite by yerokis, and not bosa shlish giduloi, that's adaraisa de kaloche. So forget it's derived from this posik. That you look at the isuf of beospecha migonecha miyikvecha, that when you're malakit goyren v'yekev, it's not considered that it was a perishviyis, unless the heavy shlish bishna shvius, if heavy shlish in bishna shishis, so it's called a pri shishis. Mashen came the asifa of other meaning. It's if it's not similar to geirin v'yekev because of its roiv mayim kol mayim, a meishana shavra. So then it's considered a pri shvius. Tzeilam asarisim aforish birushalmi perksheni the shvius. Butzli, kufroid, le'ovdin zeret. Seems they can't reproduce. ופול המצרי שזורי לירק, די זורי לזר, אסנם בפרק שני דשוויס, כי יצא בהם דבוסר השרושה, that we learned yesterday. אפילו לימונם מהמי, ואח משנה פרש בקונטריס, תעושה עלי בקיר רבי יוסי הגלילי, and that was Tysus Gerson Rashi, the first lotion. אבל לבחנירה דעושה כרבי קיבת, that's the second פשט פרש רוימיים, and it's going to be Yosei Glili. Rabbi Kiva, like Rabbi Yosei Glili. The Omar Allah be Yerushalmi, Omar Amone, Mekimit Shemone Meimayim Shloishim Yom, with Nere Shoshone, Nasu Kebal, Kloima Yotza Mitere Shirokes, Agdeilim Al Kol Mayim, Venasu Kestei Beis Abal, Shem Mistapekes, Vemek Shomim and Misasrim Lishaova. Zog the Gemara weiter. Be'echot Beshvat, we hear in the Mishnah that the Machlokes Beshame Beisilu when the Rosh Hashanah Lilonis. So Beshame holds Be'echad Beshvat Rosh Hashanah Lilon and Beisilu holds Bachmisha Osoboy. So the Gemara says, my time, what is the reason that the Rosh Hashanah of Ilonis is different than the Rosh Hashanah of Tvuah? Omar Rabbi Elozer, Omar Rabbi Shie, Hoyo Vyotsu Roiv Gishme Shone Fadayin Roiv Tkufe Mi Bachutz. Now let us see what this means. Let us see Rashi. Be'echot Bishvat Rosh Hashanah Le Ilon. Be'ein Termin Mi Peres Ilon Shechontu Peresov Koidem Lochain. Because those Peres are Meyuchas to the previous year. Al Peres Ilon Shechontu Lachamikam. So that means Peres or Ilon Shechontu Tovshin Nun Dalet before Echad Bishvat. So these are Tovshin Nun Gimel Peres. Peres that Bochonet after Echad Bishvat, these are Tovshin Nun Dalet Peres. So the Gemara asks, why is it that way? Hoyul V'yotzu Roiv Gishmei Shona. So Rashi says, Shekva Ova Roiv Yemoisak Shomim. That means most of the rains have fallen already. Shuhuz man revie. But Allah has sorof bilonis, v'nimtzu aperes chainte meyato. That means that any peri which will be chainet after Shvat, so al kolchoch, the sibe from the chanote is the gishmei shnas tovshin nun dalet. That means Rav of the Kshomim of Tovshin Nun Dalet already are over with, and the Gidol of the Peri after Shvat is due to the Gishmei Ashon of Tovshin Nun Dalet. If it was Choynet before Shvat, so then you don't have Rav Gishmei Hashone, you don't have yet the Rav Gishmei Hashone, so we say the Chanote that occurred before Shvat is miyuches to the gishmei ashon of tovshin nun gimel. Tovshin nun dalet's kshomim could not bring about a chanote. So memele, so this is due to the gishmei ashon of tovshin nun gimel. So memele, so therefore the shnas ha-maisres are according to the maisres of tovshin nun gimel. So the first part of the memre of Rabbi Shaye is very good. Hoyul v'yotzu roiv gishmei shone. After Shvat, we say that roiv gishmei shone have left us, have rained already. So memele, the chanota afterwards is from the roiv gishmei shnas tovshin nun dalet. But now he says another thing. Va'adayin roiv tkufa mi b'chutz. But as yet, Rav of Tukufas Tevis did not pass by. Frek the Gemara, my comma, what is he saying? Well, see, this is a stira. If Rav Tukufas Tevis didn't pass by, so this is a svara to say that it did not grow from Tovshin Nun Dalet. Tukufas Tevis is the Tukufa that brings about the Gidl of the Peiris. And Rav Tkufas is Mibachutz, it didn't come about yet, so Memele, so why should you give Maisa to Tavshin and Dalit? My comma, what is he saying? Gemara Hachi comma. Afalpi sheroiv tkufa mi bechutz means even though roiv tkufas tevis did not come yet. But the criteria of the Gidol of the Peiris is not Kufis Tevis. The criteria of the Gidol of the Peiris is Rav Gishmeshan. And Rav Gishmeshan had passed already. So the Gidol of the Peiri that was Choynet after Shvat, that already is, came about to the Gishmeshan of that year, of Tovshin Nun Dalet. Zot Rashi. Echad b'shvat reish shana le'ilon bein termim miperes ilon shechant u'perois of koydum u'chein aperes ilon shechant u'lachamika. Choyul v'yotzul roiv gishmei shane shekvar ova roiv yemoi sakshomim shehu zman revie bol asof bilon simsa peres choyin temiyat. V'adayim roiv tkuf estaibis mebachutz adayim roiv atkuf olove the tkuf estaibis didn't come yet. Tomorrow my coma but then Rive Tkufis me bachutz. Koshkin, the given the Rive Tkufa me bachutz a dying loigia, since it didn't come yet, is manach me bachutz a dying loigia is manach anote. So this manach anote for the Peiris Tovshin and Dalet didn't come yet. V'cholam likvayir ha'shishon ad odo, when Rive Tkufas Tevis will have already passed. So the Gemara says, no. It's the Afal PK. That's what it means. That the Ikas Tolin Rav Gishmei Hashana and Rav Gishmei Hashana already have passed by Shvat. Zok Toisvis Be'echad B'Shvat My Time. Meforish, so the Gemara says Alts Yohel V'Yotzo Rav Gishmei Hashana. So Toisvis says Meforish Nami L'Beisilu K'moy L'Beishamay. That means the Beishilu said that Yuchesh'ben from Tesvov B'Shvat. So it's the same reason, because Roiv Gishmei Shana Pes. The Shaila is, when is this man of Roiv Gishmei Shana passing? Is it from Rosh Chodesh Shvat or the Tesvov Shvat? That's the Machlokes. Elokam Nokat, he mentioned the first Mandiyoma, Beishamai. The Lamar's Man Chanitoso Shel Gishmei Shana Zu Ve'echad B'Shvat, Lamar B'Tesvov B'Shvat. V'chol Achnutim Koidim Zman Hazeh, Hainu al Gishmei Shona Shalifnei Tishrei. That came about through the Gshamim of the previous year. Odle Ozel Bilonis Boser Tishrei Kmoi Bishlish Betvue Shimdarshin Ele Pomim Shebervias Vadayin Asurim Mishem Ola. So according to Taisis, that's the Lomdus. This Lomdus of Roiv Gishmei Shona, we learn that from a Posek of Ola, that it could be the Shnasa Revis. A peri grew the fourth year after it became Ois Ola, and we say it is still Ola. So we see that when Miyaches, the peri that grows to the Gishmei Shona, it grew from. Zok the Gemara weiter. Tono Rabbonon, Maise b'Rabbi Akiva, Shelikeit Esrig b'Echad b'Shvat. He picked an Esrig b'Echad b'Shvat, v'noag boi shnei Isurim. He was mafresh two maisres. Echad kedivrei beishamai, ve'echad kedivrei beishilu. So let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi says as follows. Shelikeit esrik, was malaket an esrik, peirois ilon esrik, the peiris of an esrik tree. Now what is Rashi saying over here? We would say, Shelikeit Esrig, he picked a Esrig. And we would say, an Esrig means the fruit. He picked an Esrig. One Esrig he picked. And Rashi says, Shelikeit Esrig, Esrig means Shelikeit Peirois. He picked a lot of Peirois from an Ilan Esrig. He picked Peirois from an Ilan Esrig. Now why does Rashi have to say this? So the Ritva tells us, Baruch Hashem, there's a Mishneh Maisres, if one picks one fruit from a tree, there's no Chiyuv Maiser. And here we have a din that he had a problem with Maiser to give. So Rashi said, Al-Koch, he picked a lot of Peiris. Liket Esrig, it means Peiris Me'ilon Esrig. That's what Rashi says. Now he had a problem which Maiser to give. So it's Mafresh Nei Isurim. Meiser Sheini Kish, what's he, the go on the side? Meiser Sheini Kishon Shni, or Meiser Oni Kishon Shlishis. Shaisa Shni and Ichnesis Lishlishis. Now he did not, so it seemed that Rosh Chodesh Shvat, he did not know, is this Shana Shlishis? Is this Shana Shniya? Pashas, he didn't know, do we paskin like Beshama, you paskin like Beisilo. So Memele, in order to make sure he's doing the right thing, so he gave two maestres. Let us see Taisvis. And the way we have the skills in Rashi, that could be that Taisvis is saying the same thing. The Nod Boshnei Yisurim, so Taisva says, Im Shnei Isurim Mamish Hifrish, Loi Hoyo Mesukit. If he was Mamish Mafrish to Isurim, that means that he took off a tenth for Maisa Shaini, and then he took off. Maybe Taisvis means to say like this, when you take off Maisa, let us say he had 100 Esroigim. So if he took off a tenth, let's say he took 10 Esroigim, for Maisa Shaini. Let's say he took off 10 Esroigim for Maisa Shaini. So say he took off 2 Isurim, that would mean he took off 10 Esroigim for Maisa Shaini and 9 Esroigim for Maisa Oni, which that wouldn't be too good. Because maybe it's Shnas Maisa Oni, so you have to take off 10 Esroigim. So Taisva says, Alamaforish bi Yerushalmi Shehifrish Maisa Echad la Maisa Shaini, Upadai v'chol kailanim. So Yerushalmi says a very practical answer. He first was mafresh the sareizu maiser sheni. So if it's maiser sheni, became maiser sheni. Then he was machalolit, so he was going to take the money to Yerushalayim. And now this chulin, he said areizu maiser onim. So if wasn't maiser sheni, so now he can make it maiser onim. He gave it to anim. Echad, so the Gemara says, Echad kedivrei beishamai, ve'echad kedivrei beisilu. So what chat shamru nischad sho shono kvar nichnes shlishis mishach shecho peshame holds it became a new year peshchaydish shvat, and he picked it peshchaydish shvat, so he picked it on the new year. So memela, so you go basel the that year. So he picked it the previous year. That's one way to explain the anhogia of Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Yosi ba Yehuda Oimer loy minig beishame beisilo nogbo. No, that wasn't the sofik of Rabbi Kiva. Ela minig Rabbi Gamliel Rabbi Lezer nogbo. He had a different problem. This nan, we learned in the Mishnah as follows. Esrig shove le'ilon begimur drochim, le'yerek b'derech echad. Shove le'ilon begimur drochim, le'olo ve'lelvai u'le'shviyis. That it's doime to an ilon, t'gabi olo le'vai u'le'shviyis, that you go basachanote. And Elon, you go basa chanote. Well, the yerek bederech echod, shabishas likitosa yisuroi. That legabi maisres, you go basa likite. So, Ram Gamliel held that Esrik has split halachas. Legabi olo, revairo, shviyas, it has hilchas Elon. And you go basa chanote. Legabi, Meiser, it has Hilchas Yerek, and you go Bosa Lekit. Rabbi Lezer Oimer, Esrig Shover Le'ilon L'chol Dovo. Rabbi Lezer says that an Esrig is Shover Le'ilon L'chol Dovo, so Memele, so you go Bosa Meiser, also Bosa Chanot. So now let us understand what the Maisa was with Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva was Malaket and Esrig, Reish Chodesh Shvat. Let us assume for 1 minute Reish Chodesh Shvat is the new year. So the Lakita was the new year. The Chanote was a Kochach before. Now he didn't know the Yigobos or Lakita, Gabi Maisres, Yigobos or Lakita, according to Rabbi Gamliel, Yigobos or Lakita, or Yigobos or Chanote, according to Rabbi Lezer. So he didn't know, is it the third year or the second year? So it's Mafresh to Maisres. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Loi minig bei shamai, shnei yisurim shenog bo lav mishum sofik ke bei shamai, sofik ke bei silu. Ela yet a different sofik, mishum sofik halacha ke Rabbi Gamliel. The Omar Esrig achal lekite ki yerek, that the din maiser of an Esrig is similar to Yerokes, that the year that you pick it in, that's the shneisa maisa. Mishum, why does he have dinner yerk? Mishum de darkei li godel al kol mayim. Because an esrig is similar to the gidol of an esrig is similar to a gidol of yerokes. So, because it cannot exist on make shamim alone, you have to water it. Baharei, so if you hold like Rabban Gamliel, so it has hilchas yerek, and you go bosa lekita v'rein hilchat v'shlishis. Oy shema kerabeleza, doma achei chanota, holchu boi, kishari lonis, v'reichonet b'shniye. Well, the kamei porich, in kem pshitalei de kvar nitnes v'shlishis ke b'shama, in fact, according to Rabbi Yossi b'ra Yehudas, you have a new problem now, she's a b'shaminik. It says it became Rosh Chodesh Shvat, and you only had a stop, you go Basa Lakita or not. If you go Basa Lakita, it's still the second year, according to Beis Hillel. So the Gemara will speak about that later. Now the Gemara goes back to the first Akimta. According to the first Akimta, you go Basa Lakita. Now the Shaila was a Lakita in the third year according to Beis Shammai. It was a Lakita in the second year according to Beis Hillel. He made a Lakita, Reish Chodesh Shvat. Frekte Gemore, umi of Dinon, Ketrei Chumri. That means you're gonna give to the Reish Chodesh Shvat. You'll ask Rabbi Kiva, what din does Reish Chodesh Shvat have? So he'll tell you it has a din of Shni and Shlishis. According to Beis Hillel, is a din shniyah. According to Beis Shammai, is a din shlishis. So I feel zech reish chaydei shvat is shniyah shlishis. Frek de gemore o mi of dinon ketrei chumri. Can you feel zech with two chumres to sosri adodi? You give this day a din of shniyah shlishis. Vosanya, we learned la oilam alochi kedivrei Beis Hillel. Let us just say the true pshat in the Baraisa. That after the Baskel, we paskin according to Beis Hillel. Before the Baskel, the Reutzelas is Kedivrei Beis Shammai Oise. Kedivrei Beis Hillel Oise. Before the Baskel, there was no Hachra. You had two, Botei Dinim of Gdoile Yisrael, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. So, Reutzelas is Kedivrei Beis Shammai. You want to accept the Hoyro of the Beis Shammai, Oise, you can accept the Hoyro of Beis Shammai. Kedivrei Beis Hillel, you want to be mekabel on yourself the Hoyrois of Beis Hillel, Kedivrei Beis Hillel, Oise. Mikulei Beis Shammai, Mikulei Beis Hillel, if you're going to go and be malakit to the kulis of Beis Shammai and the kulis of Beis Hillel in the same aloha, which are stiridik, we'll see in Rashi exactly what the case is, that's a roshe. Not allowed that Yizicha wrong. It's either we pass like Beis Shammai or Beis Hillel, but we don't pass like both. Mechumrei Beis Shammai, Mechumrei Beis Hillel. But if a person, you have in front of you two Botei Dinim Ksherim. These two are eligible to paskin. You have Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. And you're going to take the Chumrei Beis Shammai and Chumrei Beis Hillel. Olav Akosov Oimer, so we would think, he's from. He's a machmer. The Gemara says, he's a shaita. Vaksil b'choshech oilech. That he's a ksil. What are you taking? Eleike b'shamai, if you're paskin like b'shamai, b'kuleyem u b'chumreyem. Ike b'shilu, b'kuleyem u ובחומריהם. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, Vareitze lasois, ba'alme pochin en seif areishe. First it says, Halacha kibes Hillel. And then it says, the next line, it says, if you want, you can do like Beis Shammai. Is ba'alme pochin en seif areishe, mishanin en kan koidem baskel. The second halacha is before the baskel, there was no hachro. So then you could do whatever you want. Kan la'acha baskel. After the baskel, so the baskel was machia, halacha kibes Hillel. Mikulei Beis Shammai. Now, what is the case that if a person takes both kulas, he's a roshe? If he takes both chumras, he's a ksil. Be'erivin meforish lo, b'machloikis achas. There's one machloikis, and this machloikis sheyesh mokoin, shenoitim bo divrei Beis Shammai lohakul. In this machloikis, there's one case that Beis Shammai is meikul, v'yesh mokim shenoitim bo divrei Beis Shammai lohakul. Kigoin, kamo chesorin b'shedre sheloi tetame ba'oil. The shaila is, how much can be missing from the shedre, from the spine of a person, and it should lose the shame shedre. That means it's impossible to live with such a shedre. Doesn't have a tere shedre. Is as a machloikis, beishamei oimrim beis chuyis, that if two chuyis are missing from the shedre, that it loses the shame shedre, it can't exist. Beisillo oimrim chuya achas. So memele, now in hilchis tume, it'll come out as follows, that beisillo is a meikel. If one chuyis is missing of the shedre, it's not metamen. According to Beis Shammai, if one chuy is missing from the shedre, that's still a good shedre. It is metame. Two chuyis are missing, it's not metame. V'chein l'treife. Now we have the same achloikis legabe if a behemah had one chuy missing. Is the behemah treif or kosher? Now according to Beis Hillel, who were meikel, and they said that when one chuy is missing, it's a shedre. Therefore, they were meikel by tume, they'll be machma by treife. According to Beis Shammai, that said you need two chuyas to be missing in order for it to become a shedre. So they'll be, so if one chuyah is missing, they'll be meikel by treife and machma by tume. V'chein letreife, nimtzu divrei Beis Shammai meikilim betreife. Beis Shammai are meikel betreife, v'oimah, and they hold, it's not treif ad shetechos or shtechuyis. Before tuchuyis will be missing, it's not treif. Ubeisilu machmirin bo. They say no, if one chuyis missing, it's treif already. Umekilim, but beisilu is mekel in yentume. Loima kimin shechos chuyachas ainem etame. Va'oiches bezu kulei beishamai vekulei beisilu. A person, he's a kohen, and he's going to go into a room where there's a shedre that's missing one chulye, and he'll say, no, I'm allowed to go in. Beisilul holds it's not a shedre. So Mamela, he's not a shaggits from doing that. He went into the room. No, he has Beisilul to rely on. Then he goes into the restaurant and eats from a behemah that one chulye was missing from the shedre. He says it's a kosher behemah because Beis Shammai said that the kozman, the two chuyas are not missing, it's a kosher shedre. So this person is a rosh. Shrei dvorov soisrin ze eze. This is stiridik. These two halachas are stiridik. Yes, I'm a mele. Soisrin ze eze. Kedei lahokol. One should take two kulas, you're doing one thing which is zicher wrong. Now, a person, he's going to go, and he's not going to eat meat that of a behemah that two chuyas, that one chuyah was missing from the shedre, and he won't go into a room where there is a shedre that one chuyah is missing. He's a ksil. That's a ksil. He should choose. The Mishnah says in Ovis, Asay lecho rav vehistalek min asofik. Now, the Chazanish is mevayer this halacha, and others are also mevayer this halacha. That means like this. If I say lecho rav, if a person is mekabel on himself, this poisik, this is his rav, and he's gonna peck, oh well, he's mekel hilchos Shabbos, the other one is mekel in choshe mishpatik zachen, so he's my rebbe for Shabbos, he's my rebbe for choshe mishpat, we'll find a third rebbe for a different mitzvah. That's not a say lecho rav. That's the stoydach nish. But if he's gonna go mekabel a rav, this is a poisik. And he's a Higil or Hiro. Whatever he paskins in Balat Chelke Shulchan Aruch, he's my Rebbe. So Memele, that's what it says in the Mishnah. Asay Locho Rav, Vistalek Min Asofik. There's a Moiridike Maime from the Mari Nachmia. She was a Talmud of the Rosh. And he asked the Rosh, Sha'alti Pi Moiri. Be'inyin she'rabu behem machloikis bein apoiskim. He asked the Rosh already. He was already, in the times of the Rishonim, all the days that we have, he didn't have yet. He had enough days already. This machloikis bein apoiskim. Ma yase odom v'yoytzi atzmai min machloikis. What can a person do? Va'omali. So the Rosh told him, im yesh loy kabole me'raboy, Yase kemoyshe kibul me rabbi. He has a rebbe. The rebbe has a kabbalah. The rebbe paskin like the rabbeinu tam. That's the midas a chuvis chsam soifer. In Ungarn they paskin like the rabbeinu tam. Bein lekule, bein lechumre. They paskin like the rabbeinu tam. They did malacha after the shkia. They paskin. That was the mesoira. There they paskin like the rabbeinu tam. So finished. That's the rabbeinu tam. So yesh like kabbalah miraboy yase kemoyshe kibul miraboy. What if he doesn't have a kabbalah from his rebbe? V'imlav. So this is what the Rosh told his Talmud. Yivchar chibul echot min amechabrim agdolim. Take one chibul. Eizo sheyishar beino. Whichever chibul you want, take that. V'yase kemoysoy. In Firzech Azevi der Chibur. You'll take a Mishnah Bruri, you'll pass like the Mishnah Bruri. Eid Chazanish is Machmud, Shulchan Aruch. I'm passing like the Mishnah Bruri, it's given my poisek. Fartik. V'yase kemoisoi. V'zeo asei lecho rav, v'istalek min asofi. So memele, it seems there was a taina on Rabbi Kiva. There was a taina on Rabbi Kiva. There was Beishamai in Beis Hillel, and if it's before, the Hachro, we're not asking you to mishsechin, the good, to be machia their shailas. The kelt, you can't be machia their shailas. Obo, she'eni yedeye lahavchin al mi lismoich, to be wishy-washy, you have to go and be boicher, a rebbe, and paskin like him. And if you're gonna do like this and like this, so chazal evetayne yoksil bachoy shechelech. Avol bebeis machloikis, but this avla is only when it's a contradictory psak. That means the Ritva says over here, so you're telling me, Rabbi Kiva, you know what you're doing? You're telling me, what is Rosh Chodesh Shvat? Which Meiser are you mafresh Rosh Chodesh Shvat? So he says with a straight face, Meiser Sheini and Meiser Oni. That doesn't make sense. You can't say Rosh Chodesh Shvat, you mafresh, either it's the second year or the third year. You can't say Yishama v'zocha b'dibarecha the Rosh Chodesh Shvat the second third year. It's either the second or the third. You can't make a stira dike and hug it. You have to pick on one. Avol bebeis machloikis shekilu elu bezu ve'elu bezu. But what if there's two different machloikis in? Yeah, and one is sheiko elu bezu ve'elu bezu. Ein kan loy mishum rosha. That's no time if you are machia and this machloik is like one, this one like the other. Ike beis shamai bekolei bechumrei milin yintume lechoshev lechasorim bechul yinachas min treifanami lechasorinu. Ike beis hilu da omru chasorinu. It is a chasorin one chulye. L'chash v'chisoren hoche v'hoche.
Achter Rabbi Kiva namri soschon adodi. This is a stire. The kachoshev leishniye. I'm asking you what year is Reish Chodesh Shvat. So you say it's the second year and the third year. That's stire dik. Kachoshev leish stire. Kachoshev leish lishis. So that's the Gemara's kasha and Rabbi Kiva. So why was he mafresh to maisris? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Kiva Gemara istapek lei v'lo yodai beisilo be'echot b'shvat ibetes vov b'shvat. Amru. So he didn't, if I can't, he passed like Rabbi, he passed like Beisilo, but he didn't remember if Beisilo was the one that said that Rosh Chodesh Shvat is Rosh Hashanah Ilonos HaChemishos HaBishvat. Gemara istapek lei k'Beisilo boi lemeva.